This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Jets quarterback Sam Darnold on his weekly segment here on the Michael K. Show. Sam, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you doing?
What's up, you guys? Doing all right. You know, obviously it was a tough one for us on Sunday, but looking to bounce back. You know, we watched the tape, corrected the mistakes that we had, and they're fixable mistakes, which is good. But we got to be better next week, and we will be.
I'll tell you what, Sam. I'm being honest with you. When I watched the game, it was dispiriting to me. I felt like, why is this happening? Why are they playing so poorly? Why is Sam not doing the job we expect him to do? So, in short, why did those things happen in the first game where you guys have been planning for this the whole offseason?
Yeah, I didn't play well enough. I missed way too many throws out there, throws I don't usually miss. So, I got to make those throws. And then, you know, there was just a couple things where, you know, there was some miscommunication, but, you know, we got it fixed on the sideline, and we came out, had a better second half, but again, it wasn't enough. And it was just too many little mistakes, too many mistakes on little details that we need to get cleaned up. And, we left too many yards out on the field, especially in that first half.
Well, the devil's in the details, right? Little details can be the difference between a win and a loss. And I guess the two things that bothered me, Sam, the coming out of the TV timeout, the delay game,
yep,
and the pass to Crowder, the second to last play before the field goal at the end of the half. How much of those were mental errors on your part?
Yeah, the delay game was really bad on my part, and That shouldn't and will not happen again. It was just a little miscommunication, and I put that, you know, on my shoulders. And then, the little pass to Crowder, I mean, you know, that was something that we had talked about, and I understood the situation. There was just, you know, they had a certain defense out there, and we felt like that was the best play to go to. So, But after talking it over, there's some other things that we could have done in the situation. And, again, that's a part of kind of talking about it after the game and getting with the guys and saying, hey, like, if we're in this situation again, this is what we're going to do. And so just talking about those things today was really good. And, it's about cleaning up those mistakes and making sure they don't happen again.
So we've been having the conversation over the last couple of weeks without you here, so I want to say it to you when you're here. We all really like you, and we want this thing to work out. Obviously, the Jets are on our air, and we root for you guys. But we feel that there's a lot of pressure this season, Sam, for you to take that next step and really be a high-level top 10 quarterback in this league. Do you feel that same thing going into year three?
I think for me it's just about controlling what I can every single day. And today it was about fixing the mistakes I made yesterday and learning from them, you know, and that's all I could do today and watch, you know, some of the San Francisco team that we're about to play on Sunday, and just figure out what we're going to try to do against them. So, it's just about doing everything that I can, you know, every single day and sticking with my routine, and then when it comes down to game time, it's about performing and executing. And I need to do a better job of that.
Sam, sometimes we overthink things and we try to, like, split the atom. And, I mean, could it be as simple as this about yesterday? The Bills are just that much better than you guys? I mean, do you look at it that way?
No. Again, like I said in the beginning, I think, you know, there were just too many yards out there that we left on the field. It's little details. And, you know, we went in there, we fixed the mistakes, you know, but it's about – really, at the end of the day, it's about going out there and practice, fixing mistakes, but also it's about doing it on Sunday. You know, that's the only thing that matters. That's the only part that people care about. And, you know, if we don't go out there and do it on game day, then who cares? You know, so it's really about going out there and executing on game day.
So what's the plan if you don't have Bell for the next couple of weeks?
We'll figure it out. I mean, you know, we have great backs who can step in and make plays. you know, I know Le'Veon is doing his best to try to get healthy. So, but we'll figure it out as we go.
You know, I saw the quote by Gase where he said, you know, if I had to do it again, the calls that I made, I would make them all again. And I just don't understand that because you guys lost. So, I mean, is that an indictment about the players that didn't execute his calls because he thought his calls were the right calls?
It's about executing those calls. And we had opportunities. And, you know, if there's always, you know, 3 to 4 plays, especially in the, you know, first couple series, that, you know, if we make those plays, then the game could go a totally different direction. And I know, you know, it's, people are going to listen to this and say, well, why don't you just make those plays? And, you know, obviously we want to make those as well, but, you know, it's about going out there and executing and just and doing just that. So we have to be able to, you know, be on the same page and communicate better. And, you know, it is the first game of the season. And I'm not using that as an excuse, but, you know, there is a sense of urgency that we have to get better. And it starts in practice, and we got to do that in practice. We got to execute. We got to, you know, lock in on the details and hold each other accountable, too. You know, if something's not right, you know, restarting the play and getting things going there. But it's about getting the details right so that we can go out there on Sunday and execute.
Now, you've used the word communications a lot. So I want to dive into that, Sam. So the thing that keeps cropping up with us is, you know, after TV timeout to get a delay a game, did Gase not have the call in time? I mean, is that what the communication was? Why did that happen?
No, he did. You know, it was just me not being able to, you know, get the play in. I think, you know, for us just communicating and, you know, better understanding, I guess, the situation. You know, we got to get up there and go. Sometimes I feel like, you know, we just got to do that. And I think it takes, you know, we just got to, in practice, we got to practice those situations as well.
What'd you think of Becton's first game?
I thought he did really well. You know, there's just like all of us, you know, there were some things that, he didn't do well, but, you know, I thought he had a really good overall game. And, again, we're just excited to have him, man. You know, he's an athletic freak and, you know, he's really putting it together mentally as well. So we're excited about him.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I'm curious, Sam, after a game like that, you guys are watching tape today. Is Gase angry at you guys, or is it more of a teaching moment for him?
I mean, yeah, it's I would say it's more of a teaching moment, but, you know, when you watch some of these plays, you know, there's definitely, it's more of a sense of urgency than it is anger. Mm-hmm. Which is well deserved. You know, we need to have a sense of urgency about getting better and correcting these mistakes because they can't happen. You know, we got to correct these mistakes or else, you know, we're not going to have the result that we want. So, and we're going to do that. You know, we're going to go in and practice, correct the mistakes and go execute on Sunday.
We talked about it last week. You got a chance to actually do it. How was it playing in front of no fans?
It was interesting. You know, it's definitely something that we got to get used to. You know, I think the weirdest thing is during like TV timeouts or when, you know, nothing's going on in the field, when, you know, there's no noise, no chatter by the fans or anything like that, especially in Buffalo. So, yeah, I mean, that part was a little bit weird, but once you're out there on the field playing ball, you kind of just lock in and, there's nothing really to the crowd noise or the fans or anything, but it's definitely a little bit different once, you know, there's a TV timeout and you're just kind of standing around.
I would assume that you probably, I'm not even being facetious about this, probably saves your voice. You don't have to scream your signals over a loud crowd. I mean, is that the case that you didn't have to scream as much?
Yeah, it was definitely not as loud as it usually is. You know, I'm sure it's going to be a little bit different, you know, in different stadiums where, you know, they are allowed fans or they are allowed to pump in certain crowd noise. So, again, it's just we're going to go into every game and we'll have a plan and then adjust off of it if we need to.
And final thing, Sam, do you understand why Jet fans are so upset today?
Yeah, absolutely.
What would your message be to them? Is it definitely going to get better?
Yeah, I mean, it has to. You know, it's Sunday wasn't acceptable. Yesterday was not acceptable. You know, just, again, the little mistakes, it's the plays are there to be made. And for me, I missed way too many throws. And, you know, even that interception, you know, that I had going to my left or across the middle of the field, like, that shouldn't happen. And so for me, I'm just going to learn from that. But, again, it's just little things here and there that we can clean up. They're very fixable. So, again, we just got to fix them in practice and then go do it on Sunday.
Sam, thank you. Thank you for taking the questions, and we'll talk to you next week. Good luck on Sunday.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.